Independence Day weekend is almost here, and for many, the holiday will include backyard barbecues and cold beer. But local breweries have been struggling throughout the coronavirus pandemic, not only because of bar and taproom closures, but also because of supply shortages. WBUR's Kellen Borchers reports now on how they're working to keep the suds flowing.
The humble can isn't something most beer drinkers think about. What's inside is much more interesting. But lately, brewers like Sam Hendler have been thinking a lot about this little aluminum vessel.
We've been hand-to-mouth on cans for a couple months now.
Hendler is a co-founder of Jack's Abbey Brewing in Framingham, and he needs a lot of cans to keep his business running. 500,000 every week. With beer taps mostly dry since mid-March, Jack's Abbey has cranked up its canning operation from 40 hours a week to 70 to meet customers' at-home drinking demands. But getting enough cans for this scaled-up production isn't easy, and that's not the only scarce item. Certain cardboard packaging is hard to come by.
The cartons that the 12 and 15 packs go in, we're waiting on a delivery of House Lager 15-pack cartons that were supposed to be here tomorrow, but sounds like will now be here next week, so we can't package House Lager 15 packs until next week.
And that will be too late to sell on the long weekend. Danny Babineau has missed opportunities, too. She's CEO of Redemption Rock Brewing in Worcester, which is barely a year old and is new to the business of selling in package stores.
Trying to increase, you know, our wholesale operations to liquor stores has been something that we had just started a little bit with cans in February.
That was right before the pandemic shuttered Redemption Rock's taproom. Babineau says loyal customers who couldn't visit for 3 months have been eager to buy Redemption Rock beer in stores, but it's been hard to get shelf space.
We have about 5 accounts in the Worcester area that have been really loyal through the pandemic, but trying to add accounts was definitely challenging when, you know, liquor stores are much busier than they're used to being, which didn't leave a lot of capacity for bringing on new accounts.
The good news for the roughly 200 breweries in Massachusetts is that tap rooms, beer gardens, and restaurants are gradually reopening. Katie Stinchin heads the Massachusetts Brewers Guild, and she says the 4th of July weekend could be the start of a turnaround for local brewers.
I expect that when the data sheets roll up after the 4th, that we'll see a nice spike for craft beer sales. Hopefully our brewers will see folks in their tap rooms as well out enjoying the weekend because it's supposed to be a beautiful one.
As hard as the pandemic has been on Massachusetts breweries, Stinchin says she's not aware of any permanent closures. That means you can probably drink your favorite variety this weekend, assuming there's a can to hold it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.